Bay Ragney here, and you're listening to the Rock and Ragney Show. And on this episode, we talk to Michael Rubin of the band King Falcon from New York City. We learn all about their new single, Shake, 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 how it came to be, their trip out to Los Angeles to record it, 3 days, no music ready to go, almost a nightmare catastrophe happened, and you're going to learn out and find out the whole story about Shake, 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 King Falcon, their love of birds, and much, much more. So tune in. Michael, how are you doing, my friend?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, man. Good. So, I got to ask right off the bat, since you're a New York City guy, like, you're in the midst of this whole coronavirus quarantine thing, man. How are you holding up?
It's eerie, you know. It's the only time that you'll be able to take the Crossbronx Expressway into the city and have absolutely nobody on it, especially at like 4 or 5 o'clock. Usually that highway is like a parking lot, but nobody's outside, nobody's on the road, and the few people that are, everyone's wearing masks and they're scared to go near each other. It's weird.
It really is a weird time. Like I'm originally from Philly, but I'm down here in Nashville now, and when I take a run to the supermarket real quick for a few things, it's just an eerie feeling. Like, people are scared to make eye contact, and everybody's got masks and gloves on. It's a weird thing going on.
Yeah, it's nuts. And listen, I'm not an expert on these things, but my feeling is that when the government does come back and say, okay, it's so safe to go outside again, I think you're going to have a lot of people who are kind of still scared to do stuff until the vaccine comes out. And then I think you're going to see people swarming to go get the vaccine, and we're going to see, like, shortages of that, and then people getting sick from, you know, piling over each other at Walgreens.
Right.
I might be wrong, but that's kind of how I see it playing out.
I don't think you're wrong at all. I think you're absolutely right. It's going to be a weird thing once this whole thing gets, unleashed, whether it's the quarantine is over or the vaccine comes out. Just the whole situation. I think the rest of the summer is going to be a very weird situation.
Yeah, I don't think we'll be going to the beach very much.
No, not at all. Not at all. As a matter of fact, my girlfriend, she's actually from Brooklyn, and I saw that your drummer is from Howard Beach, and she has family at Howard Beach.
No way. Small world.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So like, what are you doing personally during this time? Are you you writing new music? You guys able to get together and rehearse at all? Or what are you doing?
Well, James, crazy enough, currently right now, James has 102 fever and he's coughing his lungs out. So I think he hasn't gotten tested. This isn't confirmed. I think he straight up got coronavirus. So I haven't seen him in 3 weeks.
Ooh.
We've kept together on the phone and we've done stuff, but we haven't been able to do anything because I don't want to get coronavirus.
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that's a good reason. But no, I mean, it was a huge bummer because our first show, our release show for Shake, Shake, Shake was supposed to be on April 1st. And they canceled it on, rightfully so, obviously. They canceled all the shows at that venue like 3 weeks in advance. So we were trying to put stuff together. And then right as soon as we kind of figured out how we were going to do it, we set up a meeting date. James started feeling sick and everybody was like, okay, shut it down. So now we're a couple of weeks behind because we're trying to figure out what to do on a digital platform. But if you've ever tried to play music with somebody through like FaceTime, you know, it doesn't work. So there's a lot of finagling that we've got to do, but, we're not the only ones.
That's actually what I was going to ask you later in the interview was, if you guys had thought about doing any, performances, cause that's what a lot of the bands are doing now, or single, you know, artists are sitting there with an acoustic guitar and just doing performances online. I didn't know if you guys had tossed that idea around, but I guess not if he's possibly sick with this.
Yeah, if anything, I think you're going to see me in an acoustic guitar, and I think that's as far as it's going to go. It's interesting, but it's not our main bag.
I was going to say, have you ever tried a Shake, Shake, Shake acoustic version?
Yeah, I have. I mean, when we originally chart songs out and we start making them from the ground up, 90% of the time they're just acoustic guitar and vocals. So Shake was one of those that started that way. Now the issue is, you know, what do you do with the guitar solo? You know, obviously I'm not going to sit there and play a full guitar solo on an acoustic guitar unaccompanied. It's going to sound a little thin. So figuring out things like that, what we're going to do with arrangement, what I'm going to do with arrangement, it's just me. But yeah, I mean, we'll definitely do some acoustic stuff. Maybe I'll put out a couple covers, something like that.
Nice. Now, actually, you and James played in a band together previously. So the thing I that makes me think first off is, was the sound similar? Because you guys have a pretty unique sound with King Falcon. So was it kind of a similar sounding band? And why just a two piece? That's ballsy.
All right, so I'll give you the whole story. So the other band, we still do, actually. We still make music for. Okay. We had studio dates planned for this week, actually, which obviously won't be happening. But we're going to get in the studio, and we've got, like, an album of unreleased material for that band. That band's called The Inoculated Canaries. You may see the bird connection between the two. One's Canaries and one's Falcon.
Right.
That's by design. But, no, so... We wanted to, the Canaries is very much it's a classic rock band. I mean, we do everything the old fashioned way. All of our recordings are live, us in the room. The only thing that we do afterward are vocals. You know, there's no digital instruments. There's a lot less on the production side. It's different. So we wanted to keep that going, but we also wanted to kind of see what it would sound like if we made music in a much more modern way, using a lot more digital stuff. But we didn't want to, like, cloud the vision of Canaries. So we started a whole second band. And originally, King Falcon was supposed to be the four of us. What ended up happening is that the other two guys kind of realized that they didn't have as much time as they needed to do this. So we just said, all right, listen, you guys can still do the Canaries. No bad blood. Everybody's still cool. The four of us are still really tight. But King Falcon is just me and James. And there was a little bit of a learning curve at first as to how we're going to do this logistically with just two guys. But I think we're really starting to figure it out now. And, well, our testing ground was going to be our first show first, but, now I guess, we've got a little bit more time to figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, there's not many bands in the history of music that have been just the two pieces. But it seems like the ones that do it, they make an impact, and I'm going to tell you straight up, like, so when I first heard the single, I was like, this is a hit. Like, this has that unique, fresh sound to it. I mean, it's a freaking hit. I'm like, oh, we got something.
I'm flattered, man, truly.
Yeah. So I mean, that's really cool. And, like, were you guys, were you kind of intimidated to let's just make it the two of us, or was it like, you know, like
I think my initial hesitation is I don't like digitizing any of the process.
Gotcha.
So for me, as much realness as we can have, better. So with the Canaries, right, on stage, any sound you hear is made from somebody on stage doing something, either like hitting a string or hitting something with a stick. With two guys, we kind of have to use backing tracks.
Right.
A lot of people do. It's not uncommon, but it's not something that I like to do. But what we've done is we try to use as little of the backing track as we can. So all the guitars live, all the vocals apart from the harmonies are live, because we don't let James get near a microphone. He's not a good singer at all. And obviously the drums are live. So anything that we can't physically play live, we have to make a track and we have to digitize, but as much of the stuff that we can do live, I'd like to. And that was really my only change at first, because that's not something we're used to doing.
You know, something too that I saw, like, when you guys actually went out to LA to do the Shake 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 single, and I wondered, why did you go to LA to do it? Especially since I find out, like, James has his own studio in New York. It's like a really big time studio. It's had, like, major players come through there. So why go to LA and do it?
So, we have done a lot of, we've cut a lot of records at James's place, and the rest of the EP, which, by the way, we have five songs that are recorded, ready to go, done. We just got to make videos for them. So there's going to be plenty more King Falcon content coming. Those we did at James's place. But the first song, Shake, a friend of ours was like, hey, you guys really need to work with these producers out in L.A. Their group name is called Heavy. It's two guys, Jordan and Jason. And they're absolutely awesome. But they're in L.A. So we flew out to meet them. And those 3 days that we were there, like 2.5 of them were spent with those guys, and they kind of had, they had the connection at Energy Studios, so that's kind of, that's why we went to go record there. It was really no other reason other than just logistically it was easier for us to go to them.
Hmm. Now, something too was, so you guys didn't, you went out there and just did the Shake song, like, from scratch, new song.
Yeah.
Did you guys have anything, like, why do that? Did you have anything ready to roll, or you just wanted something totally fresh in L.A.?
Well, I'll tell you honestly, I like, so I always, always, always say this. James and I are simultaneously best friends and arch enemies. It's one of those things where, like, my line about James is I would take a bullet for him in a heartbeat, but I would also be the first person to shoot him. So that's about how I feel about James. James loves to plan in advance. If he's absolutely beholden to a calendar, he likes to know what he's doing every hour of every minute of every day. He's that kind of guy. Me, I'm the absolute opposite. I'm like, if I need to be somewhere in 2 minutes, I'm going to find out like 2 seconds before I got to be there. You know, like I'm very, very much a seat of the pants kind of guy. So I knew that it would drive James nuts if we just flew out to LA. And I didn't come with anything written because he'd been asking me. He's like, dude, like, we're going to go to L.A. in a couple of days. Like, you got anything? I was like, yeah, I got stuff. Don't worry. Hadn't even thought about it. And then we got there and we're in the hotel the first day. And he's like, all right, show me what you got. And I was like, oh, I haven't written anything. Yeah, and that's it. It was purely just to torture James.
Oh, that's funny. So how was he during the whole process? Did he calm down? Was he upset or?
I mean, listen, he, we had no time to be upset. We had 3 days to write a song.
but something else happens where I'm imagining where he must have been stressed then, because you guys almost didn't have a drum set to record on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That was crazy. So that was the end of the first day, right? So we kind of spent the first day going from nothing to having kind of the song together. And then we had to go to the studio the next day. So we call the studio and we're like, okay, just running down the gear list. What do you guys have for cymbals? Who do you guys have to engineer? This, that, and the other thing. And the guy on the other end of the phone is like, oh no, you guys are supposed to bring cymbals, and you guys are supposed to bring breakables, and you guys are supposed to bring an engineer. And we're like, when were you guys going to tell us about this? So we immediately go into panic mode and we try to find some place to rent gear. And we find, luckily, there's a gear rental place like 2 blocks away. Fantastic. We call them and they're like, sorry, we're actually closed today, even though they answered the phone, because there's a parade. So there's a parade that went through Hollywood Boulevard that shut down like half the city. Basically, if you were on one side, you couldn't get to the other side, and we were on the opposite side of where this place was. So they were open to, like, anybody on that side, but you straight up couldn't go across the parade. So that was a no-go. We ended up – did you know that Guitar Center does gear rental? Because I didn't. So we went to Guitar Center, like, 5 minutes before they closed, got everything that we needed, showed up the next day, and James just engineered the whole record himself because – oh, the whole track himself because he's an engineer that way, and he just sat down behind a board that he's never used before and figured it out.
Wow.
So it was really, the whole process was absolutely last minute, everything, go with the flow, hope it works out. And that's my favorite way to do stuff, but it drives everybody else nuts.
So in an imperfect world, you guys don't get the drums. I mean, you had the engineer thing situated, but you don't end up getting those drums. What happens? There's no Shake, Shake, Shake.
You know, it's one of those things where you kind of just got to hope it works out. And right, knowing that it not working out is not an option really prevents you from falling into that. You know, like we would have, I don't know, we would have definitely gone through every single contact that we have of anybody in the music industry in L.A. and asked them if they had a drum set at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No,
you know,
like, you were probably like actually maybe even enjoying those moments and the thrill of it, But it sounds like James was probably losing his mind. Was he at any point thinking to himself, like, this isn't going to work. This isn't meant to be. Let's screw it. Let's
the whole time. I was like, don't worry about it, dude. We're going to figure it out. It always works out. It's okay. And then what do you know? I was right. Again, it worked out.
Oh, that's too funny. So, all right, so the song, Shake, 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 what is it actually about?
All right, so I can't tell you what it's actually about because my mom is going to listen to this interview, and I've said that same exact line on 2 or 3 interviews. That's really just because it's true, you know. We went to LA for 3 days, having never been there. All I'm going to say is that the first day was absolutely nuts, way more nuts than it should have been, and I can't incriminate myself on the radio like that.
You can. You actually can, and I'll allow you to. Your mom might not listen anymore, but I'll allow you to.
No, I mean, listen, it's just your standard fare. You know, some boys go into a club, well, I don't know if you're going to want to bleep this out, but some stuff happens. And then we got the song out of it. So I think that's the most important thing.
Well, it seems like it carried over to the video because it seemed like the video was a little party.
Yeah, I think that was the most important thing. So we wanted to this wasn't on purpose. I mean, we didn't know about the coronavirus when we made this, but it just so happened to work out that we had like a really fun, bubbly song, and it kind of makes you feel good. I think. Well, I don't want to sit and talk about how great metal music is, but it's a bop. It's not a depressing song.
No.
And I think it's nice, especially during this time when everybody's really feeling a whole lot of. I think the only way to put it is grief. Mm-hmm. About, like, you know, you can't go outside anymore. You can't see your friends and people you love anymore. You can't just every single person on the whole planet's life has been completely changed. And I think it's good that first song is happy, you know, it kind of helps mitigate some of that, maybe, for some people, you know. I don't even remember where the hell I was going with that. Now all I'm thinking about is how much I want to go outside.
You're thinking about shaking it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about shaking it. But no, I mean, the video was a lot of fun. We knew that we needed dancers because James and I, if you ever have the misfortune of seeing us dance, we're absolutely awful. Four left feet between the two of us. Mm. So we've got a clip somewhere of the girls in the video trying to teach us to dance. Oh. And it's a nightmare. It's awful. but yeah, I mean, it was, you know, shake, shake, shake. You need somebody to shake it. And it wasn't us. So we had to get some people who actually have some talent.
Nice. So, all right, so you guys actually, you said there's already an EP already to go to?
Yeah, we've got 5 songs, including Shake, 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 so 4 more. They're done, they're mixed, they're mastered, they're ready to go. We just have to make videos for them. This way people got something to watch.
No, I like that. I like that. I really get happy and excited when I hear bands. So it sounds like you're going to do videos for every song then.
Maybe not every song, maybe 3 of them. Again, doing music videos is not cheap, so we'll see. But if I had an unlimited budget, we'd have a video for every single song. So there's one song. I'll give you guys a little bit of a sneak preview. There's one song that we've called "Time to Fly," and it's a little bit of a space themed one. And I think that's going to be one of the ones that we make a video for. And that video is one that I'm super excited about.
Nice. Nice. It should be a lot of fun. The whole thing is really exciting. It sounds very happy and upbeat, and at a time that I think everybody needs that. And what is the plan now? Like, are you going to sit on the EP now, like in this whole quarantine time? Or are you just going to focus on the Shake, Shake, Shake single and push the hell out of that? Or which I personally
we're going to be pushing Shake for a minute. We're going to be trying to do a lot more on our social medias, so a lot more on Instagram. We started a TikTok account, so if anybody out there likes TikTok, go check us out on TikTok. You could see me being a moron. What else? As far as the songs go, I think we kind of are going to hold out on them until we have a chance to make videos, just because it's going to make the release that much better, and we don't want to spoil it because we have so much work in these songs already.
Right.
So it's a little bit dependent on the climate. Listen, if it were up to me, I'd put everything out yesterday, but we gotta kind of space it out. So can't give you an exact time frame just yet.
Now, how about I don't know if you guys actually had a tour in place or something lined up, or was just like sporadic shows. Which was it?
Yeah, we had about 5-6 shows lined up throughout like May, June.
Okay.
But now we kind of have nothing. So we're, as soon as everybody gets back together, we really want to go out and do a full tour, you know, like 2-3 months, just gigs. But nice. We'll see.
Nice. Cool. Well, dude, this was great talking to you. You're a lot of fun. I wish you guys ultimate success. I think you guys are really on to something. I think this Shake, Shake, Shake thing was going to blow up. It's got to get into the right hands and the right ears, and it's going to blow up. I really feel that way.
I appreciate it, and thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, man. And, hey, let's put all the plugs out there. Put all the plugs out there for King Falcon and whatever, anything else you need to plug. Like, let's spread the word.
Right on, bro. Thank you.
Where's the best place to go to find you guys?
Well, we've got our website, kingfalconband.com. We've also got our Instagram, @KingFalcon. I think it might be King Falcon Band, actually. And just our social medias. So we've also got a Twitter. We've got a TikTok, like I said. So anywhere that you go to listen to music, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, we're all there. So look us up. You'll find us.
Nice. And I got to ask, what's the fascination with the birds? The canaries, the falcon?
You know, I don't know. I wish I had an answer for you. I just, like, birds are cool, man. You ever just stayed up too late and it's 4 o'clock in the morning and you hear one bird outside that's humming a melody that gets stuck in your head?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I hear them every morning.
Yeah. I think that might be where it comes from.
Nice. So now the next band, the next project you do, so you got to start eating at Hooters and become a fan of owls, and you'll be the disciples of Hooters.
Yeah. Oh man, that's a really good one. I'll write that down.
Well, dude, this is great talking to you. I hope James is feeling better, and it's not the virus. And I hope you guys and the world gets back to enjoying some good music, and you guys are supplying for everybody.
You too, man. Stay safe and wash your hands.
Yeah, man. Take care.
Bye bye.
Everybody, Bay Ragman here. I just want to thank you for tuning in for our latest episode of our podcast. You can hear us all over the internet and, of course, well, YouTube is the internet. So check us out. We're on YouTube. We're on Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, Podchaser, and Podcast Addict. Thanks again for tuning in. Make sure you like, love us, follow us, subscribe to us, and keep supporting Totally Driven Entertainment.